When President Obama exits the airport in Nairobi, Kenya today, he will see a prominent billboard. It reads, "Welcome home, Mr. President." This is the country where Obama's father was born, and the president's Kenyan roots have been a source of pride. What you might not know is that Obama's ties to Kenya have also inflamed the ethnic politics of the country. Here's NPR's Gregory Warner.
When Barack Obama won the election in 2008, his victory was declared a national holiday in Kenya. Caleb Atemi was leading a karate conference on the Kenyan coast. He's a media analyst and a martial artist. So he was trying to abstain from alcohol.
I took a few glasses of wine.
But when Obama won his re-election in 2012, Kenyan audiences no longer saw him as son of a nation, but the son of a particular ethnic group, the Luo.
Actually, when Obama was re-elected, there are sections of Kenyans who celebrated, others who cast and mourned. I see Obama as a Luo.
And that perception played into a leadership battle between the nation's two dominant tribes. 2012 was the run-up to an election year in Kenya. On one side, Raila Odinga, an ethnic Luo like Obama's father. On the other, Uhuru Kenyatta, son of Kenya's first president and an ethnic Kikuyu. The polls were neck and neck, but 1 month before the election, February 2013, Obama's then Assistant Secretary of State Johnny Carson said this in a telepress conference.
We, as the United States, do not have a candidate nor a choice in this election process. But as I just said, choices have consequences.
Choices have consequences. Referred to charges against the candidate, Kenyatta, in the International Criminal Court that he'd orchestrated violence in the last election. But Obuya Bagaka, a professor at the Kenya School of Government, says the phrase was a pivot in U.S.-Kenyan relations. Kenyatta's campaign went on the offensive and spun it as an attempt by the USA to muddle in African politics.
The notion that Obama himself was favoring a particular candidate.
Now, America did seem to many observers to be favoring one candidate, favoring the candidate who was not accused of war crimes. But Obama's Kenyan roots were his weak spot. His choice, if that's what it was cast as ethnic favoritism, and there was a backlash.
Uhuru Kenyatta is Kenya's new president, thanks to 50.07% of the vote.
The new president, Kenyatta, courted China with his turning east policy. President Obama flew by Kenya on his Africa trip. Relations were chilly, until when Westgate Shopping Mall in Nairobi was attacked by Islamist group Al-Shabaab, President Obama called President Kenyatta to offer support. U.S. funding to Kenya's military would skyrocket. Kimoli Sigala is a political scientist.
The United States needs Kenya more than Kenya needs the United States when it comes to the war on terror.
And that military and trade relationship is stronger today. But maybe we could have started this timeline even earlier. Before Obama's election, with the bad blood between Obama's father and Kenyatta's father, the first Kenyan president, or with that scholarship that Barack Sr. took in 1959 to study economics in the United States, leaving his son in Hawaii.
And the son is the president of the United States, the first American president in office to visit Kenya. I think, to me, that is the circle is now being completed.
Homecomings are complicated. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.